Hi there, it's Melanie at Do Business Network here, and today I am joined by Rob Richardson, who is club manager at the Derwent Reservoir Sailing Club. Hello, Rob, how are you?
Hi, Melanie. Lovely to speak to you.
Well, yeah, and ditto, lovely to speak to you too. I'm thrilled to bits because for years and years I've always said we should have the Derwent Reservoir Sailing Club as a DBN member. And now you are. So
Yeah,
here we
fantastic.
go. And do you know, I'm so pleased that today's a Monday. Tomorrow is our April networking meeting, and we are at Derwentside College. You are going to come along and do a little presentation to introduce yourself to the members there. But I'm excited because in May we are actually going up to the sailing club for our May meeting.
Yeah, that'll be
And
neat.
it'd be lovely to showcase your beautiful venue up there because I've been fortunate enough to visit there a few times. So what I'm going to start off with today, Rob, is if you could just explain a little bit about your role within the sailing club and tell us a little bit about what the sailing club is all about and what you have available for people to get involved in.
Great. Okay, Melanie. Yeah, first of all, thank you for inviting me onto the podcast. I've literally just signed up to be a member after having a fantastic meeting down at Chesley Street at the cricket club there, where we did digital marketing, and I managed to come up with three words of a strap line, which was wonderful. And yeah, so I'm the yeah, as you said, I'm the club manager, and the sort of job I have there is to look after our members, to develop the club, to invite people in, such as yourselves, to come and look at the facility, because I think we're one of Consett's best kept secrets, to be honest. We're
You are.
tucked away by the reservoir, and we don't push ourselves out so much. So that brought me along to your networking group, and I must admit, I'm thrilled to be part of that. Now and to be honest, I think the club is going to get a lot out of the membership as well, after meeting just a few of your members. So my job is, yeah, so it's to look after our members. We have a lot of people who do diverse range of water sports. Traditionally, you would say a sailing club has sailors, and that's absolutely true. We are an RYA affiliated club, so we actually train people to sail. But on top of that, as we've developed as a club since 1967, we've also taken on different other water sports like windsurfing. Foiling is now a big thing, which is for crazy people, in my opinion, but there you go. But we also have open water swimming, and we have paddleboarding, kayaking. So there's something there for everyone, and it's a very much a family orientated club. We have a camping facility, caravanning facility. So, and then of course we've got a club bar, because no club should be without a bar, and catering facilities as well. So there's a lot to offer, and we have an open day every year to invite people from the surrounding areas and beyond to come down and have a look at us and see what that's about. Yeah.
So you've touched on the open day.
Yeah.
So I'm going to rewind a few years. It was pre-pandemic. I went along with my family and we had an absolutely fantastic day there. Tell us a little bit about, because when is your next open date?
So our next open day is on Saturday, the 1st of June.
Right.
So that
Okay.
start around sort of 10 o'clock. And
Do you have to register anywhere to attend, or can you just not?
no, we just sort of opened the gates and let people come in. And last year was a bumper year for that, because of the weather was perfect. We had loads of families come down and have picnics and on the bouncy castle that we put up for the little ones. And it was our most successful day from a membership point of view. So we want to repeat that again this year. So hopefully, fingers crossed, the weather is with us, because it's all about the weather. And if we've got the right weather, we'll have the crowds and membership, which is the lifeblood of the club.
So then, can you tell us a little bit about the membership? Because obviously, there's different types, isn't there? There's family memberships
Absolutely.
or single or.
Yeah, so you can join as a single adult, or you can join as a family membership. So we obviously have different rates for that, for families. We also have student memberships, and then we also recognize that some people want to be part of the life of the club but not actually on the water, so we have a short membership for that. And we attract people from far and wide, so we've got like a member from Devon. So there's an actual an outpost membership for that. So we have different rates for different people. And then what we've introduced now is a day ticket rate. So people who aren't sure if it's for them, and therefore they can come and try us and see whether it's for them. And I found that a really good way of putting your toe in the water, see if sailing or paddleboarding, kayaking is for you. And if we've got people from Consett, I mean, obviously they're just on the doorstep, so they'll come down quite regularly. But so day tickets might suit some people who are just on holiday and perhaps just use the water infrequently. Or it could be that a membership's actually more cost effective because you're going to be using us every other weekend or whatever. So.
Am I right in thinking that you don't have to have all the equipment yourself? You kind of hire equipment up there too?
So members are the benefit of being a member is you get a lot of stuff that's in with your membership. So like a paddleboard, you can use the club's paddleboards, the club's kayaks. You just come and see me and you sign them out. If you've got your qualification for sailing, you can actually use a club sailing boat. So that's at no cost. And also if you do a course, it's greatly reduced rates for members. So if somebody joins as a member, what we want to do is give back to that member. And then, of course, there's a social scene as well. We've got a lot of social events during the year. We've got the Eurovision Song Contest night coming up. So I don't know what we're going to all dress up in for that. Probably something from ABBA.
I was going to say it has to be ABBA this year, wouldn't
Yeah, ABBA. Got to be ABBA. It's got to be ABBA.
it?
So we have like Kaylee's Mexican nights and things like that, and it's a really lovely atmosphere at the club, ideal for families, to come. And like a lot of people come and they'll stay the weekend, Friday and Saturday night, but we lock the gates so they feel very safe. It's not sort of open to anybody just driving into there. In the evenings, it's all locked up and everyone's just cocooned into the club, so it's a very safe environment.
So you'd mentioned obviously the camping and caravanning,
Yeah.
and I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, if you remember, you do have access to, obviously you need to bring your tent up or bring your caravan or motor home as well. That's included in the membership as well, is that right?
Yeah. So non-members can stay for a small fee, but members, they stay free of charge. And if they want to leave their caravan for the season, there is a charge for that. But if you're just coming for the weekend with your caravan, you can just stay free of charge for that. Yeah.
Which I think is just such a lovely benefit, especially for local people with children. If they have got a motor home they didn't want to go too far, it's quite nice
Yeah.
that they could sort of ring up in advance, get themselves a pitch, and perhaps buy a day ticket to use the facilities.
Yeah.
And you have
But
your barbecue there as well, haven't you?
yeah, we have a gas barbecue, but you can bring your own barbecue. We've got a designated area for that, which is safe to do your barbecues. And often I'll finish work and I'll go home for a bit, and then I'll just come back and sit by the reservoir and just have an evening by the reservoir. It is such a beautiful place to work as well as enjoy. So, I'm the luckiest guy just to have a job like that,
Do you know, you certainly are. I remember the first time I visited the sailing club, and I was absolutely blown away with the views. I was actually blown away that actually I'm born and bred sort of in the Consett area, and that up until about 5 years ago, I hadn't actually been there. I viewed it from the opposite end of the reservoir. I could see it. I could see people out sailing, but I didn't really know much about it. So I think, your job promoting it, especially to sort of people within the local area, to get more people involved. I think it could be, well, it could be both. It could be the easiest job in the world or the hardest job in the world, depending on
Well,
where
yeah.
you look at it. But we were talking earlier, weren't we? And you'd said one of the main barriers you have is the fact you have got a big barrier at the front,
That's right.
there. So tell us a
Yes.
little bit about that.
So what? Well, I'll tell you from my own experience. 2 years prior to me joining the club, I drove up to the club and I come to the barrier and I pressed the button, and it was midweek, so there was probably no one actually at the club, or if they were, they were sailing, but the club probably wasn't open. But I was buzzing, and I didn't come back for another 2 years, you
Wow.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it made me think, you know, how friendly are they beyond the barrier? So I've really thought about the barrier a lot. And what I say to people when they join or come for a day ticket is my challenge is to make sure you leave your bad day at the barrier. That the barrier is really the gateway to fun and enjoyment
Yeah.
and the perception of that. So this is all to do with the marketing and the signage, the welcoming signage that we have. And the welcome is so important to me, even this weekend with the wind the way it was and so on. Just welcoming walkers in and just letting them have a cup of tea. They've got to listen to my sales pitch. That's the only drawback. They've got to put up with me telling them all about the club. And I'm really passionate about the club. It's more than a job to me, you know.
Yeah.
But I do remember, like, 5 years ago when I walked into the club with my five grandchildren. It was on an open day, and I said, "I'd like to join," and they said, "You can't, because the person who signs people up and is not here." And I went, "Oh my goodness, this needs to change."
Yeah,
So
exactly.
when you see that from last year's open day, where we signed up 23 new members on the open day, 22 of them were families. So that's the biggie for us. And it's just about how you approach the people that's coming through that barrier. And it's so important that they get the right kind of welcome,
Yeah.
you know, and they feel so welcome. And I go out of my way to sort of meet and greet them the best I can. Sometimes I'm juggling so many hats, it's hard to grab everyone, but yeah, that's the challenge for me.
Yeah. And actually, thinking about since the pandemic, a lot of people are very, very keen to support local in any way they can.
Yeah.
So if they are perhaps not, if they've got a family and they're looking for new things to do with their family, especially something that's energetic, it could be ideal for them. So it's there's the whole support and local thing as well. I think that's shifted. I know a lot of, well, myself included, a lot of the business community within our area look for suppliers within a sort of 20, 30 mile radius. But unless they know you're there, Rob.
Well, exactly. That's why I joined the group. I
Yes,
joined the
exactly.
network to get us out there and to fly the flag a little bit. That's absolutely it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's such a lovely venue for people, you know. And on a Wednesday when we're open, it's great to see people popping down and all that. And I'd like to sort of create that kind of venue where people can have business meetings and things like that there, you know, and things like that. I really want to go out in the community. And one of the things we're trying to do is involve local scout groups and put a special package together for community groups, so they could perhaps come on a Wednesday evening, 6 to 8, and get a special package for those. We're trying to get out there and engage, and it's all down to the perception of what a sailing club is.
Yeah.
And we are a community asset at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So we're trying to encourage all sorts of users to our venue.
Yeah. And that's something that you could possibly use DBN to help you research in the
Yeah,
country. I know you.
absolutely.
Yeah, I
One
know.
thing I noticed at the DBN meeting, and I've only been to one, so yeah, it's new, but there are so many experts in the room, isn't there? So there's so many people specializing in something that you can latch on to and ask it advice about, and
Yeah.
that really impressed me. And that, you know, so many successful businesses running in the concert area. It's fantastic to see.
Do you know what? It certainly is. And again, I'm a local girl, and just seeing these or quite often these businesses join in as micro businesses that perhaps just started out as fledgling businesses, and then seeing them grow to limited companies and spreading the wings. It is really rewarding. But what I will say as well is that the network is a great referral source. We are very good referral sources. So even though perhaps the businesses that you sometimes the businesses that you are looking for are maybe not in the room, there'll be somebody in the room who knows someone that can introduce
Exactly
you.
that. Melanie,
Exactly.
you've hit the nail on the head there.
Do you know,
The micro businesses are talking to bigger businesses.
Exactly. And as well, I think there's a lot to be, we spend a lot of time getting to know each other's businesses. So we feel that we are in a good position to refer. Not everyone is in a position to buy from each other in a room at any given time, but we do spend a lot of time getting to know each other. So therefore we feel confident when if we come across somebody who's looking for a particular service or a product, then we can say, ah, well, we know someone who we
You
can
know
put
some,
in touch with. So that's a real good thing about DBN. And so tomorrow you are coming along, you're going to do a little presentation. Well, actually, perhaps nearly fully booked tomorrow. I was talking
Cool.
to David this morning, so
That's
that's really good.
now making me nervous.
So we've got
I
a
was
full
sure there'd
house
only be about
tomorrow.
10.
We usually do it down South College.
Oh, do you?
We are a super little venue. And then we've already got people booking for next month, and we haven't really announced it on our socials yet. But yes, I think people will be really keen to come up and see for themselves what exactly is going on up at that little Derwent Reservoir
Yeah.
Sailing Club. And we look forward to meeting you and Michelle Spink. So Michelle, she's a DBN member too. She runs Fleet Recruitment, but she also runs the catering up at
He
the
does.
club.
Does a fantastic job.
So it'll be brilliant. It'll be nice to give a bit something back to Michelle and see her in our little environment up there too. And introduce the members officially to the sailing club. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, Rob, between now and sort of next month, what's the best way to do that? Is it just via
The
what's
best way to do it is to just drop me an email at clubmanager@drsc.co.uk, and if they just drop me an email, I can get back to them.
Right. Okay, that's brilliant. Well, I'm glad I asked that because we can also put it in the information about the podcast too. And I noticed that you are on LinkedIn, so we'll share your socials on Facebook and Instagram too. I think you are on as well.
Yes, we
But
are.
it was lovely to talk to you this afternoon. I'm really looking forward to your presentation tomorrow, and I'm really excited about going back up to the sailing club. On I think it's the 21st of May. So I'm looking forward to that. Rob, it's been lovely to talk to you this afternoon, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you, Melanie. Cheers.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.